So facing the dark, the hidden, the silence, reclaiming the authentic self, facing the dark to become the light, regain lost energy, become again vital sources of life, light. In order to regain lost energy, empathy. It's a circular process. As we do one, the other comes. And lost energy is simultaneously lost empathy, concern for self and others. Everyone wants to be loved, said Erich Fromm, but no one wants to be loving, unquote. To accomplish this requires renouncing the cons, service and productivity. Service implies self-abnegation when what we need is self-celebration. I'm going to give an illustration right now of a massive silence. And it's actually a many-layered silence, which at some point we'll try to unpack. But by sheer beautiful, amazing accident, I was housed during this conference with someone who wrote this book that I'm reading slowly and will try to share pieces of along the way. But I strongly encourage you to read. It's called Red Ink, spelled I-N-C, as in short for incorporated. Red Ink, Dictatorship and the Development of Capitalism in China, 1949 to the Present, by Robert K. Schaefer, spelled S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R, published last year, 2012, by Paradigm Press. And it is, I believe, an important book. So I hope you check it out. And I'm just going to share, for the purposes of this conversation, a brief quote. He's compiled a lot of really amazing, important quotes. And this one is from Huang Shumen, who is party secretary in Fujian province. And the subtitle, Dictatorship and the Development of Capitalism in China from 1949 to the Present. And this is the quote from Huang Shumen. Quote, they, speaking about the Chinese people, they will eventually comply with this one-child policy. The first time will be the most difficult, just as when you put a yoke on an ox's back for the first time. It will resist and struggle, but once the yoke is accepted by the ox, you can tighten it repeatedly, even to the point of choking it to death. Peasants are like oxen. Once they accept something as inevitable, you can continue to tighten the screw. Unquote. This book, Red Ink, is a scathing indictment of the soullessness of rule, whatever name it takes for itself to hide behind. What this book does essentially is document a massive silence.